League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Hugh O'Connor's Pub. Second consecutive week we are going live here. And a big thanks to Dave and Peter for having us out here. They are the owners of the pub, and a big thank you to them for supporting Soccer Talk on the radio, soccer in the Houston soccer community, and, of course, Snowdrop Foundation, the 501c charity. We see Andrew Kopelski chowing down here on some bangers and mash. So we got a great show in store for you tonight. If you are out driving about in the car and you're about out and about on the town, pop in. We're in the Marquee Entertainment Center. It's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, and this is a fantastic place to watch World Cup 2022, which we all know begins on Sunday. So a couple things to get out of the way here. You'll notice sponsors like Hugh O'Connor's have remained connected to this radio show, Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5. This is World Cup coverage presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We're going to be doing a minute and a half sort of updates throughout the World Cup on all the shows and all the programming at ESPN 97.5. So Hugh O'Connor's all the way back to the days of the Gorgeous Gael supported this show. So a big thank you to Hugh O'Connor's again. Andrew Carlson's back in studio doing the producing. Guillermo's out here tonight, and we got a great round of guests. Oh, by the way, I got a free Guinness from Macy. Thank you, Macy, for the Guinness. A cold night is a good night for a Guinness. There is no doubt about that. So thank you for the Guinness. I'm sipping it here so that we don't turn this show into a nightmare, which could happen. World Cup set to start in 5 days. It's tinged with world politics and geopolitics. Cristiano Ronaldo is stirring things up. We'll talk a little bit about that. He's been disrespected, apparently, by Manchester United manager Ten Hag. I think everybody knew that was inevitable once he was signed there. But his legacy now to me is kind of tainted. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight. I-10 Marquee Entertainment Center for the next two nights. Come in. You'll get a Soccer Matters t-shirt if you show up. Olivier Fittadori, he's the head of Cyfair Dynamo's Youth Soccer Club. He's also a former professional in Houston back in the days of the Continental Indoor Soccer League, which played out of the Summit, which used to be the home of the Houston Rockets before they went downtown. So Olivier's in here tonight. Full disclosure, he's French, and I think he wants France to win the World Cup again, back-to-back, which, by the way, has not happened since 1962 with Pelé. And remember, in 58, Pelé was a 17-year-old, won it in Sweden, turned around and won it again in 1962. Thor Olfarsson is a Houston Dynamo rookie striker, played for Duke, had a fantastic goal against the LA Galaxy. He's expected in here tonight. PR man Edgar Valise of the Houston Dynamo is also here working as usual, hidden over in the corner. So we appreciate Edgar being here and lining up Thor for us. We'll talk to a rookie, what it's been like in Major League Soccer for him. He is from Iceland. And then we've got the importance of podcasts continues to grow. We had Dynamo Faithful on last week, great group of guys. We've got Dynamo Theory on here, and this is Christian Putaez, who also has a podcast called Cuatro Cuatro Dos. He's leaving and going out the door. I hope he's not leaving for good because we are going to interview him. He's a Boca Juniors fan. And then we have Rudy Segura from Dynamo Theory as well. So, Rudy, thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate it. It's important to hear from other people. So let's just start it off here with a quick hit on the World Cup. 2022 in Qatar. When it was announced 12 years ago, people couldn't believe it. By the way, our ESPN team is here as well. If you want ESPN T-shirts, koozies, right over here to my right. We couldn't believe it. If you go to Netflix now, you can watch an entire show on FIFA corruption. It's pretty incredible. FIFA came out today and said 5 billion people are going to watch the World Cup. That's out of 8 billion people who are on the planet. So think about that. That's well over half the people on the globe are going to tune into this. Okay, so, yeah, I know the Super Bowl's big. Need I say anything else? Nothing else. There are some big teams that are missing from this World Cup. Italy is one of them. By the way, has missed two World Cups now, and in between it won the European Championship. So go figure. Nigeria is out. The Super Eagles. We got probably 30,000 people from Nigeria and Houston. Sadly, they're not in it because they bring the show, they bring the fun, and as well as Colombia. That one hurts as well for all Colombians. There's a lot of storylines around this. Leo Messi winning the World Cup for Argentina. We're going to talk to Christian about that and if, in fact, that would potentially overturn the legacy of Diego Maradona. I don't think so. It's two separate things. But Messi winning the World Cup is interesting. A place like Qatar, this is a PR victory. If you look in the history of the World Cup, a lot of these countries that got it, Argentina in 78, Qatar in 2022, Spain. There was a lot of, they call it, I don't know if it's called sports washing or sports landscaping, but they use a sporting event to overshadow some of the things that are occurring politically in their countries, and it becomes a bit of a PR piece. So this is kind of what's going on. There's a big issue around human rights. A lot of the teams are doing things like wearing a colored uniform, which is gesture to me. You know, if you really were concerned about it, you'd pull your team out of it. You still want the money. And I think that's kind of where we're at right now. But politics, Russia, Spain, Argentina in the past, it's all played a part. And let's hope this is all about the football because that's what we're interested in. All right, Cristiano Ronaldo, criticism. I don't know. This is fascinating in one way. It's also completely sad to me what's going on with Ronaldo. I think this is manufactured with him and Piers Morgan. I don't think there's any question. The timing is remarkable. When Manchester United's finally looking as though they're turning the corner now after running through a number of different managers. You know, he's trying to smooth it over with the fans. He's all over the place based on the interview. Definitely is not respectful to his team. He says he's been disrespected by Ten Hag. Ronaldo's one of the greatest players ever in the game. But he is really ruining, I think, his legacy with his fan base. To be doing this at this moment. And yes, I think he's manufacturing a move out of there. It was contrived, I think. It's sad. He threw his teammates under the bus. He got a cold reception coming into the Portugal camp with Bruno Fernandes. And this is after they beat Fulham, go to number 5 in the Premier League, and they get a goal from an 18-year-old. That's pretty fantastic, and he goes all negative at this moment. So it's about him. Yeah, I'll take into account he had a rough year, but this is a declining superstar. You can see it. You knew the minute he was signed this was going to happen. It was just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. And for everybody who tells me, oh, he had 20 goals last year, that's great. You know what? You could put him out here this year, play him every game, he'd get 15 to 20. And you want to know something? You'd be around the middle of the table or maybe slightly below the middle of the table. So if you want progress, you don't want the albatross that is Cristiano Ronaldo. Believe that I'm saying that. Believe that I'm saying that. Because progress is what's needed. And it was a great commercial signing in the beginning, of course. A lot of wow factor to it. Everybody felt good. At the end of the day, this was not going to work out. He's 37 years old. That's why nobody else wants to take him right now. There's no long game with Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay? And that's with all due respect. Now, this is one of the greatest meltdowns of an athlete ever. And again, I think it was manufactured. He chose to go public. He goes on Piers Morgan's show. Piers Morgan, and Ian, I'm sorry I'm going to have to say this, but Piers Morgan came out throwing this theory out that you could put Cristiano Ronaldo on Arsenal next to Gabriel Jesus, and it would be a really, really good move, and it's something that should happen. And I'm just going to remind even the great country of England in your great soccer history that is proof that not all Englishmen know soccer. Because anybody who has watched Arsenal this year has seen the work that Mikel Arteta has put in with this team. By the way, they wanted him fired in the beginning. He's created an amazing culture. Why in God's name would he want to bring in Cristiano Ronaldo to destroy that and be bigger than the club itself? So, that was stunningly beautiful. Piers Morgan saying it would be a great sign. And I bet Arteta would really love that. It's pretty funny. Look, Ronaldo's coming out now. He's talking about Manchester United. It's never been the same since Sir Alex. I don't know why he didn't say that last year. He didn't criticize them when they should have been criticized. His playing time has dried up. He's not happy. Nobody else wants him at that level. And it's the decline of a great player. And it's sad it's being handled this way, but it's the way he chose to do it. We're not behind the scenes. We don't know what's going on. There is a lot of fanboy around it. But he's not 28. He's pushing 38. And he's not immortal. And he's a player that, if you're Ten Hag is there to win games and do what's right. I really credit that man for having the strength to bench a Ronaldo, to bench a Harry Maguire. I think that might have been accelerated by Manchester City's beatdown of United. I think that really kind of pushed him against the wall where he had to kind of make a change. But if you remember Sir Alex, he offloaded David Beckham, Jaap Stam, Ruud van Nistelrooy. And by the way, the van Nistelrooy, when he got rid of van Nistelrooy, it was because of an argument with Cristiano Ronaldo. Sir Alex took Ronaldo over Ruud van Nistelrooy, maybe because of the age factor and the potential looking out. So Piers Morgan saying Ronaldo should go to Arsenal is pretty funny. Football can be humorous. Piers can be humorous. And that's the beauty of it. Anybody can say anything. But engineering a new Arsenal as Arteta and having the Gunners atop the Premier League, he would not even consider this. And the reason he's struggling at Manchester United, honestly, is because the tactics don't fit the player anymore. So that's that. So 8 billion people are apparently alive in the world. 5 billion will watch the World Cup. So we're really looking forward to that. All right, Ian, you want to pop on? Because the United States will open their play up on Monday. This is Ian Veery, Houston LFC. This is the home pub of them. Ian's been a great guest on the show. He's been in studio in the Galleria. He's been out here. Has been a great guest. All right, so here we are. Sunday it kicks off with the host nation Qatar in Ecuador. What's running through your very English mind right now?
Well, first of all,
by the way, don't get too excited.
Oh, no, I am excited. Well, it's the World Cup, and it's in November in Qatar instead of in June, July.
So which you're not over that yet, are you?
Well, if you watch FIFA Uncovered, this World Cup should have been in the USA. Yeah. It should be right here, or it should have been right here in June and July, and the previous one in Russia should have been in England. So I am still a little bit super not excited about Qatar. However,
can you remind people of that show? Because that really, I think, before this World Cup, to watch that show puts in context a lot of things that we're about to see. And look, at the end of the day, once the games start, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of hypocrisy here. There is a lot of gesture. Tell them about that show.
It is. I mean, we heard about the corruption in FIFA, but this show really is, it's way bigger than even I thought it was. And I mean, when we talk about envelopes of cash in hotel rooms, there were envelopes of cash in hotel rooms. I mean, it was absolutely happening like that to get these votes to change elections, not just for the World Cup, but for the executive and for the governing body of FIFA. It's just been complete and utter. And it's really interesting having Sepp Blatter on that show talking about his time while they're unpeeling the onion of FIFA's corruption, and him saying he didn't know anything about it and it was nothing to do with him, which is just the most bizarre thing of all.
And then he gets re-elected, by the way.
I know.
Because everybody who had their hands out and was getting paid by the payola.
Well, that is the problem.
Then he gets re-elected.
That is the problem. Everybody was paying off everybody, and it was an old boys' club of the highest order. I mean, they talk about it being run like a criminal organization. It was absolutely being run like a criminal organization. Hopefully, Infantino is cleaning it up a little bit. I hope he is. But even he had the opportunity to take the World Cup away from Qatar and didn't. So here we go in 5 days. I mean, it's going to be an interesting World Cup as well, because with it being in the middle of the season, we've had all the top leagues playing competition like every 3 days. We've got top players dropping like flies right before the World Cup.
Well, we're going to have Olivier Finidori, who used to play for the Houston Hotshots, on and talking about France. A lot of players, they've been hit by the injury bug. Let me hold you for a second there, because I want to play you a soundbite. This is U.S. manager Greg Berhalter, soundbite number one. This is about Berhalter talking about having a young and refreshed squad and if that can be an advantage at a World Cup. Take a listen to this.
You know, I can sit up here and tell you basically anything, right? I can say it's an advantage, disadvantage. It just doesn't matter, though, right? Because it is what it is. And, you know, we're going to get this group ready to play, ready to compete. And, you know, that's just the nature of what we're working with. What I would say is that, you know, we're pleased with how this group has been rebuilt. We're pleased with the core of this team. We think that the core of this team has a ton of potential. And, you know, just excited to get the tournament started.
Okay, standard stuff there from the U.S. manager. We're going to take a break here. We're at Hugh O'Connor's Pub. We're in the Marquee Entertainment Center. Ian Veery of the Houston LFC, Liverpool Supporters Club, is going to stay with us. We'll be joined by Olivier Finidori here coming up next, the former Houston hotshot who heads up Dynamo Soccer Club out in the Cy-Fair area. We got a lot to talk about here on this show tonight. A lot of good sound and a lot of things to talk about here ahead of the World Cup. It starts on Sunday with Qatar, the host nation, taking on Ecuador. Quick word here for Kobo's and Edo. They're one of our newest sponsors. We're going to do a live show at Kobo's next Monday night after the U.S. opening game. That's Raul Jacobo. You get over there, they got an open space just like here at Hugh O'Connor's. Clean as a whistle. You can eat off the floor. It's going to be another one of the great places to watch World Cup 2022. One is right here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub out on I-10. The other is Kobo's. Down at Kobo's, smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly. They're always running specials. 14 monitors. Get over there. Watch the World Cup. Kobo's in Edo. Also, get your Lamont Brands Soccer Matters t-shirts. LamontBrands.com. You walk in here right now, ask for a Soccer Matters t-shirt. I'm going to give you one. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Danish inspirations, timeless contemporary furniture since 1982. Our invitation is for you to come in and sit down in a stressless leather recliner and sofa. Probably the most comfortable seating in the world. A great way to watch a great soccer game. Go to DanishInspirations.com and Stressless.com to fulfill your comfort goals.
Danish Inspirations.
RC Ranch is a family-owned and operated Texas-raised Wagyu beef ranch from Angleton, Texas, delivering high-quality meats to your table direct from the source. Visit our 3,000-square-foot butcher shop in the historic Houston Farmers Market. Visit rcranch.com for Thanksgiving specials.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Gigamags.
Call Allstate Windows and Siding for hurricane impact windows. All windows from Allstate Windows and Siding are made in Texas, and they're built for our weather like rain, wind, hail. It's all covered. Plus, you can save up to 40% on your electric bill. And they're extending their great offers through the fall. 33% off windows. Buy 10 windows, get 2 free. $3,000 off complete siding jobs. Remember Allstate Windows and Siding for hurricane impact windows. Call them today, 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936.
Hey guys, BK here. If you've been in an accident and need a lawyer, you got to call my man, Lawyer Dave. He'll advise you, represent you, and most importantly, he'll fight for you. Every day, Lawyer Dave works with clients who've experienced personal injury, auto accidents, workplace accidents, slip and falls, and overtime claims. Located right here in Houston, you'll always receive the very best personal service with Lawyer Dave. Let him do the hard work for you. Visit lawyerdave.law. That's lawyerdave.law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
Great crowd in here tonight. It's cold outside. Come in and get a Guinness or get a nice snifter of tequila. They've got an incredible whiskey selection here. Hugh O'Connor's Pub World Cup 2022. This is where you will watch, or I'm recommending you watch, because they are great sponsors of your game, the game of soccer. So I always preach on here a little bit, and I say if you see sponsors that are supporting your game, support them with your dollars, because they get Soccer Talk on the air and allows me to interview a couple of great people. So let me just, before we get back in here and I introduce guests here, I want to tell you a little bit about Little Patagonia Empanadas and Cafes, 5393 Westheimer in the Galleria. Mouthwatering empanadas. Did I say that right, Christian? Empanadas? I did it, right? Some people have been giving me a hard time about my pronunciations, but I wasn't born in Buenos Aires. lamb, chicken, pork, venison, they have them all. It's my friend Sebastian. It's a great little cafe, coffee, really thick, dark, great coffee to go along with empanadas. And they have dessert empanadas as well, guava, strawberry, Nutella. Little Patagonia, empanadas and cafe right in the Galleria. A lot of the people from ESPN 97.5 are going over there now. So it's fun. And the thing is, you can do it with DoorDash, Uber Eats, where you go in there and you can take them home and put them in your freezer as well, which is pretty cool. All right, we welcome you back to the show. Quick story here. Yesterday on Facebook, I put a picture up of these Soccer Matters T-shirts, which all the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which is a 501c charity. I put it up, and, I'm pushing it. We're raising thousands of dollars for pediatric cancer and charity scholarships. And old friend of mine, who I've known a long time, played professional soccer against, Rob Ryerson. He coaches a youth club, runs a youth club in Ellicott, Maryland, puts underneath there, says, I want 30 T-shirts. I'm buying them for my entire staff. So he already bought them today, $600 right in the bank for Snowdrop Foundation, Pediatric Cancer, and tonight a big thank you to Rob Ryerson. I'm going to bring him on the show to tell the story. And the great thing was it kind of rekindled. We've been following each other because we've always been great friends, but we haven't been great enough to pick up a phone. So today we picked up the phone. All right, joining us now, along with the Inveri of Houston Liverpool Supporters Group, former Houston hotshot. He is the head of Dynamo Soccer Club out in Cy Fair. They're doing it right out there in player development, Olivier Finidori. Olivier, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, anytime.
Thanks. Let's get right to it. Is France winning the World Cup or what?
Oh, man.
Ian Beery shaking his head, though.
I want him to. Of course I want him to. But I don't feel too good, no.
Yeah, but you didn't feel good the last World Cup, I remember. You were a little iffy.
I was iffy, but I felt better in 2018 than I do today.
Okay, talk to me about why you're a little bit nervous about France going. Obviously, that we know there's a lot of injuries, but tell me why you're a little bit nervous going.
Well, for a lot of reasons. It's not just because of France and the injuries. I think that that World Cup in Qatar is going to be very, very different than what we're used to. I expect a lot of surprises, a lot of shockers, a lot of upsets. I just think it's going to be a very, very different World Cup. And I don't know that some of these big horses that we're expecting to come out, I think there's going to be a lot of surprises. And at the moment, you know, with the injuries that we have on the French squad, I just don't know. And, of course, there's the jinx of the teams that win the World Cup. They usually don't come back and win it again. Last time France won the World Cup in 98, and they came back in 2002.
That was the nightmare after.
Didn't score a goal. Didn't score a goal, got knocked out the first round. I hope that's not going to happen again.
That's the training bust up.
That's the training bust up and all the drama that followed it with and everything else. I just hope we're not going to go that route. I hope we're going to feel much, much better. But I think we'll struggle to go and make it all the way. I'm going to cheer for them. I really do believe in our squad. I think we have a wonderful team, great players. I think they're capable of winning without a doubt. But I just have a lot of doubts about this World Cup altogether.
All right. So I think there is a lot of unknown, and I think you're nailing that. The last team to win back-to-back World Cups was Brazil, and obviously there is one person, your wife in this room, who's Brazilian. So it's good to be Brazilian right now. It's always good to be Brazilian before a World Cup, right? Because they're always the favorites.
Don't do
so
this
how does that work
now.
In a household?
How does that work? I have the stepson. I have the stepdaughter.
His wife, you can't see, but his wife is putting her fist up in the air shouting Brazil.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely hearing it. So we have our battles. But, I mean, I've always loved Brazil before I even met Glaucia. So I've always been a great supporter of their football. I love the way they play. I just love the way they like to entertain everybody playing. So I really hope they do well. If he comes back to another France-Brazil final, I'd be the happiest man on earth. And I hope he goes the same way he went in 98 when France beat Brazil 3-0. And baby.
That's amazing because I've got England and Brazil in the final and England beating Brazil.
This is the perfect segue to Ian because every Englishman thinks England's going to win the World Cup, right, Ian?
Of course they are. That's why we're going.
You haven't won it since 66. The women just won it.
But I think that's actually put adding pressure on the men because of the success of the women at the Euros.
It's a good thing, right?
Oh, it's brilliant. And I think... Harry said it this week. What's the point of us going to a tournament if we're not expecting to win it? Of course we're expecting to win it. Whether we win it or not is another matter, but I've got Brazil.
Is
Brazil
the expectations in England sometimes overinflated?
I think it is, but I think it's like you just talked about a little bit with Piers Morgan and the Cristiano interview. The media in England is like live or die. One minute you're a god and you can't do a thing wrong, like Gareth. The next minute you're being fired and they're lining up the replacement. You know, that's the way it goes. So hopefully it's going to be pretty interesting. But I do agree that I think with this World Cup, because of when it is and some of the injuries and that, there's going to be a lot of surprises. And I think it's not going to go the way we think. I mean, England coming in, terrible. Lost, I think, five of the last six games. The USA coming in, won five of the last six games. You know, Wales, that group there, I think Iran's probably going to be the... the bottom feeder in that group, but you never know. That's why they play the
games.
But
you can't look past them because they got a lot of guys playing in the Bundesliga and
yeah,
a lot
right.
of places. And if you
so
remember,
you know, it could turn that group on its head.
98
you know.
World Cup.
I expect
98 World Cup. Iran beat the United States.
I expect those African teams to fare well. I'll be very honest. I if there's going to be a shocker in the World Cup where a new country actually gets to win it, I think this is the year, and I wouldn't be too shocked if it's an African country, to be honest.
Senegal will play the Netherlands at 4 a.m. I may not make it up for that one on Monday, but I will tape it. But what I'm saying to you, Ian, is that is a team without the former Liverpool star Sadio Mane now.
Yes, he's in the squad, and they're trying desperately to get him ready for the World Cup because he is absolutely the...
He's the
leader of that team. He is. He is Senegal.
He won him the AFCON.
And yeah, he did.
African Cup of Nations.
It could be. You know, the climate's going to be different. I mean, generally, European teams do better in the European climates in the World Cup, and then other countries seem to do better in the hotter climates. I know we're playing in November because it's a bit cooler, but I don't know. I agree. I think it's going to be a very interesting tournament.
So why don't we just put Argentina and Brazil in the final and get this over with?
Because I hope France is going to be close.
Yeah. Well, Argentina,
but I could see Argentina, Brazil.
What's that, Ian?
Argentina and France could meet if France don't win
That's
their
right.
group.
That's
if
right.
Argentina do. So, I mean, there's...
I think a lot of it's going to come out of how the first round goes. Because if the first round goes the way we may expect it to go, where the big... If they get out the way that they expect it to, then you may see the Brazil-Argentina, the Brazil-England, these type of finals. But if the first round does not go as we expected, which could be a lot of surprises, then it could be all over the place.
All right, Ian, I want you guys to listen to this. And then this is soundbite number 2, Greg Berhalter, the U.S. men's national team. Take a listen to this.
That's exciting. I think as we go through this tournament, our goal is to get stronger. Our goal is to have players on the field that can complete the actions that we're looking for on the field. And to have that group of players potentially together on the field, it's exciting. You know, we know there's a lot of talent there. And it's good that we're getting to full health now.
Okay, now let's go to another Berhalter that's number 3. Now, this is Greg Berhalter on the challenge that Wales presents. And Ian, I want your take on Wales. I believe Wales is a team the United States should beat and should feel like they can go in and beat. So here's Greg Berhalter, soundbite number 3 on the challenge that Wales presents. And Gary,
I think that, at least to the American media, I think Wales is underrated. When I look at their squad, it's basically a Premier League squad. You have Daniel James, who scored the other night against Man United, high-quality player. You have Harry Wilson, high-quality player. Kiefer Moore, you know, Nico Williams, Brendan Johnson, Gareth Bale, Ben Davies. You know, to me, it's a really good squad, a formidable squad. They've been in international competition before. They know what it's like. And it's going to be a very difficult game. As will when they play England will be a difficult game. So I think they're going to be a highly competitive team. And, you know, we know that the starting point on next Monday night, you know, we're in for a battle for sure.
Okay, so one thing I'm going to say is the U.S. got a break playing Wales because the Ukraine would have been a more difficult challenge, I believe, than Wales would have. And the Ukraine totally outplayed Wales in that playoff game. Totally outplayed him. Could not finish him off. So your thoughts on Wales. I get the whole Premier League thing. What do you think, Ian?
Well, actually, for my bracket, I have England first and Wales second. So I have England and Wales getting out of the group.
You know what? Can we get security to escort Ian out of here, please? I don't care that he's with the Houston Liverpool. Security.
But, no.
So you don't have the U.S. one or two?
I didn't. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
But like we just talked about, there could be some surprises. So, you know, they may end up winning the group. Because
I'm just playing with it.
No, I know.
It's a free
likewise,
country.
Likewise, it's, they've got, the US team got a lot of good talent. Wales, a lot of good talent. That's why we play the games. You know?
Olivier, what do you think? Who are your 1 and 2 in the US's group?
I think the US will get through. I do believe the US will get through. I do believe England will get through. I do believe that Wales is going to come up short. But You know, I thought about all these groups over and over, and it keeps changing every 5 seconds. This is, if I had to say today, this is what I'm going to say, but I've gone back and forth. But I do believe the U.S. have a strong chance at least getting out of the group, and then after that, I think it's going to be wide open.
Tony, you scored the game winner against Man City.
Absolutely.
Should he be on the England squad?
Absolutely should be in the squad. Absolutely.
What's 100%. That about? 100%. Is that tactical?
Well,
what is it?
Well, I will say this about Gareth. When he took over England, he was so refreshing. He got the boys together, and he played, and he picked the team based on current form. Recently, he's gone back to how a lot of the old England managers pick their teams based on, the old boys club. So, I mean, who's the best centre-back that's going to the World Cup? Of the group that's going to the World Cup in the England squad, Connor Cody. Is he going to play in any of the games? No, because Harry Maguire and John Stones are going to play. Almost guaranteed.
Yeah, you but know, this is the interesting thing about selecting
Tony
squads.
And Sterling. Why, you know, Sterling hasn't played well for a little while, and he's in the squad, and Tony isn't. And he's an exciting player that a lot of people won't know him. But he didn't get the opportunity, which is extremely disappointing, I think.
But that's what it's about. It is about opportunity. It's about opportunity. And the thing is, as much as we on the outside want like this straight line of criteria that's going to be fair and right down the middle, it's down to a lot of different things. It's political. It's tactics. It's form. I don't think it's one thing. And I think that's why it's very difficult sometimes for the public to not understand some of these choices, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, no, you know.
I mean, if you look at the England squad, most of them kind of do pick themselves, to be honest. You know, they do, but I think Tony definitely did enough this season to be in that squad. And then was really the exclamation point the weekend after it was announced. He just said, well, you really should have picked me.
Yeah.
What I think probably might happen is someone's going to pick up an injury, and we'll probably find him on the plane at some point on his way to Qatar anyway. So,
well, Ricardo Pepi saved the United States in World Cup qualifying against Honduras. He didn't get picked for the squad, but he's scoring a lot of goals in the Dutch Eredivisie right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's the manager that it's his neck on the line, right?
Yep.
All right. I think that means we need a rank, right, John? John Bilmer? All right, Olivier, thank you for popping on. We're going to bring on Thorold Farson of the Houston Dynamo now. Olivier Finidori, Dynamo Soccer Club, all the great charity work. We thank your club. We thank you for leading that. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
probably pop Olivier back on.
And
Ian, thank you so much for coming on.
Go
we
France.
Appreciate it as well.
Glenn,
England and France.
Always a pleasure. Great to see you. Thanks.
Stick around, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to head out in a second here. I do want to remind you, we're at Hugh O'Connor's pub here. It's out on I-10. Great Irish pub. It's got the dark woods. It's got the great whiskey offering. It's got all kinds of beer selections. Bangers and mash, shepherd's pie, everything you would ever ask for when it comes to having a real Irish sort of pub experience. I do want to remind you about Advantage BMW in Midtown. You go down there, you'll find luxury, you seek performance. Advantage BMW in Midtown. They're doing a special right now. If you buy a vehicle, they're going to serve up 200 meals to kind of an initiative where it's feeding families. So Advantage BMW doing some great charity work there. You go down there, you ask for Justin, you ask for Steven. They got a service center. It's dedicated to putting your time first. I take my car in there. They take care of everything. I'm driving an X5. Love it. Great sales team. They'll find you the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown. This is our World Cup coverage presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We're out at Hugh O'Connor's Pub. Next up, Houston Dynamo striker Thor Olfarsson. Take a break.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Are you
got better things to do than think about your electricity bill, but how do you avoid the surprise of a high bill at the end of the month? Here's what I do. I rely on the guys over at Champion Energy. With their low price, fixed rate plans, there's never any surprises. Plus, the team at Champion sends me weekly usage reports with my projected bill amount. Again, no surprises. They also remind me when my contract is about to expire so I can lock in on low prices. Visit champion.energy to view a variety of fixed rate offers. That's champion.energy. Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and all-time leading rusher with exciting news.
Football legend Emmitt Smith talking about all new regenerative treatments for joint pain from the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics.
But did you know that you can encourage your body to actually heal itself with the help of QC Kinetics?
QC Kinetics uses biologic therapies that are natural, restorative, and long-lasting.
The body is an amazing thing. Trust me, I put mine through a lot.
Exciting new relief is here for pain from arthritis, knee pain, lower back pain, pain in your hips and shoulders.
I'm that guy. When you Google shoulder pain, my face pops up.
But you don't have to be sidelined by pain anymore. Call QC Kinetics to learn more about biologic therapies.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love. There's a new natural solution that patients are raving about.
QC Kinetics.
Let QC Kinetics help you improve your quality of life.
Call QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. 713-913-5285.
Houston, the wait is over. East River 9 is open for play. Located within a mile of downtown along the Buffalo Bayou, East River 9 is the only public 9-hole par 3 course inside the loop. Plus, it has LED lights for evening play. Yeah! East River 9 offers a family-friendly atmosphere with golf, pickleball, dining, and more. For information and tee times, go to eastriver9.com. East River 9, Houston's premier destination for recreation, dining, and entertainment.
Hey, soccer fans, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm has you covered and will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Proud sponsor of Soccer Matters.
Hey, everybody, order a vehicle the way you want it. Chastang Ford product specialists are there to assist you in personalizing your Ford truck, van, or SUV and choose the available features that fit your lifestyle in person, over the phone, or in a virtual meeting. With limited supply across the country, there's never been a better time to pre-order your new Ford the way you want it. Don't settle. Call them or chat with them online, and they'll walk you through the process. Go to ChastangFord.com. That's ChastangFord.com. Do it today.
If you love to travel, we've got a super opportunity for you from Smart Fares. You can call right now and get free membership to our Lifetime Discount Travel Club. All you need to do is call and get instant access to discount savings of up to 75% on over 500 airlines. And it's a completely free call, no registration is required. So, if you are traveling in the next 60 days and you want to take advantage of insider discounts, join the low-cost airline travel club right now, with this free call. You'll get instant guaranteed savings on airlines, hotels, rental cars, vacation packages, and more. You owe it to yourself if you're traveling in the next 60 days to get insider discounts by getting a free membership to the Smart Fares Travel Club. Call now.
800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. That's 800-989-0841.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant. Here's Glenn Davis.
He still is lively. Quintero, all force and shot. Block, yes! It takes a deflection. It goes in. It's comeback city right now. It's Doro Forsen from Darwin Quintero. The Dynamo take a 2-1 lead here in the 76th. All right, welcome back to Hugh O'Connor's Pub. We appreciate everybody coming out here tonight, and a lot of good people in here. We just had Olivier Finidori on, Ian Berry of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. We remind you that this show is a World Cup 2022 edition. presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, live here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. If you're out and about in the town, come on in, join us. We got a great little crowd in here. People are enjoying good cocktails, good food, and just very relaxed here on a cold Houston night, which is perfect for our next guest. You heard his goal call there. Thor Ofarsson was a high draft choice of the Houston Dynamo in the MLS Super Draft out of Duke University. Had some shining moments last year, one of the big hopes for the Houston Dynamo in the future. He joins us now. Thor, thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
Yeah, you're looking sharp here. You look very Icelandic with the white jacket. Is this weather good for you right now? Are you feeling pretty at home?
This is perfect, man. This is perfect.
Yeah, so when you first got to Houston, was that perfect when you got used to the weather?
Absolutely not. It's been way too hot for me these past few months, so it was good to see it drop back down to like 50, so it's good.
Was it challenging just to get used to the climate? Let's get right to that.
Yeah, for sure. Being in North Carolina, it was obviously very, very hot and humid during the summers, but this is just something else. This is really a something else, and it took a lot of time to get used to it, but once you get used to it, you're in there.
So first year in the pros, what do you have to say about it? How did it feel? You had some really shining moments. I remember the goal in L.A. with the stepovers. That was a Ronaldo-esque type goal. That thing flew off your left foot. Just kind of talk about the first year, the pro experience, the pro life.
Yeah, no, just obviously a dream come true, playing in a professional league, and the MLS is a huge league now, and it's only getting bigger. Personally, could have done better. Team could have done better too. So, I'm honestly just looking forward to next season and trying to build something great here in Houston, and ultimately trying to be a playoffs team and get into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of room for improvement from the first season, but a good season nonetheless.
So let's talk about your connection to Iceland, how you got to Duke, and of course, I mean, you're only 21 years old. You got a birthday coming up in December. There's a lot of hope and possibility placed on you, which is a nice thing. Talk a little bit about how you got to the U.S., the college game, and now the pro game.
Yep. There's a guy that went to Clemson back in 2014, 2015. He played there for a year, went back to Iceland, and saw that there's almost no Icelandic people in the college game. And it's very difficult to go to the States from Iceland and get scholarships. So he decided to create an agency. From there, they probably have around 400 people now in the agency in the United States through them. So I decided to sign up with them when I was training for my club back in Iceland, because I wanted to get a degree with soccer, and I was originally actually going to Dartmouth, that didn't turn out. COVID hit and stuff, so 6 months later got a phone call from John Kerr, and it's been great ever since. I went to Duke for a year, and then obviously had a great season, so they offered me Generation Adidas, and I decided to take that, and Houston drafted me. And first year was great, so, just looking forward to the next season.
He's Thor Ofarsson. He's here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub and I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. So you were playing both in a wide area and as a center forward. Kind of differing roles, but, you did get in the box a lot from wide areas. When you look back at that now, has that helped kind of grow your game and maybe expand your game a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before I came here, I'd never played winger ever in my life, so you only get better as a player if you play more positions, and I definitely like playing striker a lot, but the coach put me there last season, and I obviously did the job. So if you're wherever they put me, I'm gonna play. So it was great getting those many minutes in the MLS, and I think I'm only gonna play more next season.
You're hungry, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by your attitude. I think both Eddie Robinson and I on the broadcast always loved your attitude when you came in the game. You helped change games with that attitude. You are, though, playing behind a striker that's, they paid a $6 million transfer fee. Is that intimidating, or is that, just like, hey, I'm going after Sebas's gig. I don't care where I'm from. Duke University, Iceland, it doesn't matter.
No, of course. I'm a really competitive guy, and I want to have a great career. So it doesn't really matter who's in front of me. You know, Sebas is a great guy. We're friends. He had a record-breaking year last year, so I have nothing against the guy. He's a great player. But for me, I just go into every training session and every game like it's my last. I put 100% out there. So if Sebas is going to play, he plays. If I play, then I play. It's really whatever.
Thorold Farson, we're out at Hugh O'Connor's pub here. This is going to be a great place to watch World Cup 2022. Give a round of applause to Dave right there, the owner, right here. He's the shyest guy in the whole place. Give him a round of applause. Sorry, Dave. This will be the last ever Soccer Matter show we do here at Hugh O'Connor's pub. Thor, let's get back to you and the league and maybe some of the different things that took you a while to adjust to. I mean, obviously the speed of play is one thing everybody's going to say, but, you know, what are some of the other challenges, the day-to-day as a pro as opposed to maybe college? It's maybe not as intense. You know, maybe you go into a training session at 80% and you're still the best guy in the training session. It's different now, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say 30% more. But no, it's absolutely just two different worlds, you know. You have to balance education next to the soccer thing when you're in college. Here you get a lot of downtime, but at the same time, every time you come in for training, you have to be 100%. And if you're not, everyone can see it, you know. So it's a big and intimidating environment to step into, but not something I'm scared of or anything like that. So I think first year was really good for me. I proved to everyone in the team and the coaching staff and the people around the team that I'm here to work and that I'm here 100% for the club. The professional environment is 100% for me, and I absolutely love it.
Well spoken, Thor. I really love the way you stated that. Season ends. It's not the season you wanted. Got players walking out the door now that you're never going to see again, maybe, due to contracts. This is a business. You know that. Is there anything at the end of the year, like does one of your coaches take you aside or the staff take you aside and have a little bit of an exit sort of interview for the season in 2022? Thor, here's an area we're really focusing on with you that we want you to improve. Is there any of that kind of talk with you?
Yeah, everyone has exit interviews with the general manager, and it's nice to sit down with him and kind of get a lowdown for next season. And if you have a next season or not, you said it. It's a business, you know. A lot of guys getting cut or a lot of guys getting traded and stuff, so it's hard, you know. You lose friends and it's hard, but, yep. You know, at the end of the day, you said it's a business. And, I had, like everyone else, I had an exit interview with the general manager, and I know the direction the club is going in, and I'm really excited because there's a lot of people like me in this club that are very ambitious, and I like that we have our aim set high for next season.
Any specific thing about your game that they focus in on with you? You know, hold up play. I mean, as a wide guy now, you have to do different things, maybe things you haven't done in your career before because you've been central for the most part of it. Any of that of interest that we could hear?
I think my main attribute is goal scoring, and they've kind of said that too. You know, my finishing ability is very high, I'd say. It's up there. So, just arriving late in the box, if I'm playing out wide, if I'm playing through the center, just you know, trying to have as many shots as in the box as I can and maybe be a little more selfish than I was that season.
Yeah, ball's on the opposite side of the field. Get in the box and be a second center forward, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it as simple as that?
Yep.
Give you something to attack, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that. All right, we're talking to Thor O'Farson, Houston Dynamo. Had 4 goals in his rookie year. Really memorable goals. The one in L.A. was an eye-popping goal with a couple stepovers. That great hit. World Cup's coming up. Anything special on your mind about it? Anything of interest that you see going into Qatar on Sunday with it starting?
I mean, it's going to be a great World Cup. Sad to see that my Icelandic nation is not there, you know. I'd love to be there. Yeah, the Viking clap and all that. Everyone's stolen that nowadays.
I know they did.
Jesus.
Guys, that was yours. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it was taken.
No, obviously very exciting, and, you know, You have days every day. You have games every day, sorry. And, well, in this time zone, you have games at 4 o'clock in the,
four,
in
seven,
the morning.
One,
yeah.
Yeah. Will you be up at 4 o'clock for the Senegal
Netherlands
game?
Not four, but definitely seven. I watched a few Premier League games here at, 6:15, 6. So, no, I definitely get up for those games. And, you know, football is literally just runs through my veins. It's my life. And I love watching every single game it is, whether it's Qatar, Ecuador, and the opening game of the World Cup. I love that.
Do you focus in on strikers sometimes? Do you ever just focus in particularly on one player? You know, because people watch games very differently.
Yeah, 100%. You know, when I like to sit down and watch what strikers do, I do that. Sometimes I just watch. You know, when you got a good Champions League game going on, you kind of have to look at the whole big picture. So, no, for sure, I definitely look at some strikers, including Kane and Lewandowski. It's good to kind of get a feel for what they do.
Thorold Farson, tell me about your family. Have they come over here? Have they watched you play, your parents? Do you have brothers and sisters? Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so they've all visited now. It was great having them over. My dad and mom are separated, so they had us three, the brothers. I have a younger brother and an older brother, 4 years between us both. And then my dad has a daughter with another woman right now. So, no, it was great having them over. My mom came on her own back in, I'd say, August. It was really, really warm. It was something different. But then my dad and my two brothers came for the LAFC home game. So it was great for them to watch that game.
They saw a good game.
Yeah, they saw a great game when we won that.
The game of the year.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, your two brothers, and I'm sure your family is extremely proud of you. Your two brothers, what do they do? Were they football players too?
No, my older brother was actually a swimmer.
No kidding.
So he was a swimmer, but he quit that. Now he's teaching back home. So, but my younger brother is in soccer too, and he's recently actually signed up with the same agency I did.
Nice.
To go abroad. So, yeah, he's looking to go to the States. We'll see what happens with him.
Maybe you can get him in Texas somewhere, but there's not enough NCAA Division I. SMU.
That's true.
You can get him to SMU.
That's true. SMU is up there, yeah.
Yeah, we could get him to SMU, and then he's close to you. Talking to Thorold Farson of the Houston Dynamo. Look, this was a tough year, and we did mention the realities of professional sports and teammates' contracts declined, people moving on. Coach Paulo Nagamura, how difficult was the coaching change? Of course, you guys had a great run under Kenny Bundy at the end of the year. But how difficult was it for you to see a coach leave that, you know, had faith in you?
Yeah, no, it was really difficult, and you know, I have nothing but respect, and I have nothing but respect for Paulo. You know, he did a lot for me and my career. He put a lot of trust in me, which I will never be able to repay him. You know, he gave me my first debut in the professional game. So I mean, he's a great guy, and you know, I have nothing but respect for the guy.
Thor, we thank you very much for making the effort to come in. By the way, I want to mention Thor was around doing community stuff today for the Houston Dynamo. Edgar Velas told me that. So a long day for you. Go home, get rest, get ready for that Qatar Ecuador opener on Sunday. Thor, thank you for coming in.
I will. Thank you.
All right, let's give Thor O'Farson a round of applause here at Hugh O'Connor's. We appreciate him coming in here tonight, taking time out of his schedule. It's the off season, and sometimes you don't want to be bothered, but he made the effort to come in. Thank you again, Thor. All right, it's Hugh O'Connor's Pub. There he goes. Thank you, Thor. Thank you, Edgar. And we appreciate that. It's a great interview. I mean, you got to love ambitious young soccer players. There is something about them that's exciting. And to get on the field, he had to play as a wide midfielder a lot, getting into the penalty area. Good stuff there from Thor. All right, before we go to break here, just a reminder here, we will be live at Cobo Zanito, one of our newest sponsors, down near PNC Stadium, Minute Maid Park. Cobo's is owned by Raul Jacobo. Great open space, clean as a whistle. World Cup 22 watching. You want to do it there. It's going to be one of the places. It is the place to watch it in Edo. Talk food and drink, the best in smoked barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas, smoked pork belly. Always running specials down there. Get in, watch on the 14 crystal clear monitors, the World Cup 2022, and watch it right here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub on I-10. Great spot here. Liverpool supporters group home. We're looking forward to seeing this place packed for the World Cup starting Monday with the U.S. They will take on Wales in their opener. Got to get 3 points, Andrew Kopelski. First game, 3 points. We need them. All right, we'll take a break here. Certainly thanking everybody for coming in here tonight and our guests. We'll break. We'll come back. We got more to come here. We're going to do some podcast talk here with a number of great guys coming up next. You know I do.
Is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.